Hi, this is Suhail Banerjee, and you're listening to Worth a Watch, my movie review podcast. This is the 8th episode of the show, and today we will be reviewing the post-World War II thriller, Operation Finale. And as always, wait till the end for some trivia about the movie. I must start off the review by confessing, a tad sheepishly, I didn't know about one of the primary organizers of the inhuman cruelties of the Holocaust, Adolf Eichmann, or this incredible story of his capture from Argentina, a decade and a half after the end of the war, and bringing him to Israel for a globally televised trial. Of course, I have spent a few hours on Wikipedia since coming back from the theater and read up as much as I could about this incident of the terrible war, but my review and thoughts on the movie by Christopher Waitz, known for the Twilight movies and Golden Compass, may be a bit filled with awe and lack of knowledge of how much was reality and how much was Hollywood. For example, I learned the only woman character in the team was apparently a man in reality, but of course we needed a touch of romantic tension between the two ex-lovers. One of the side effects of my ignorance may be the fact that I can share my thoughts on the movie a bit more impartially or a bit less critically than almost everyone else whose knowledge of history is obviously stronger than mine. So, in 1960, Mossad gets a tip-off that one of the primary monsters of the Holocaust, Adolf Eichmann, brilliantly portrayed by Ben Kingsley, is hiding in plain sight in a suburb of Buenos Aires, in Argentina, and leading an inconspicuous life as a foreman in a Mercedes factory with his wife and nephew, who is actually his son. There's a subplot of the said son, played by Joe Alwyn, who is dating a young Jewish girl, played by Haley Lou Richardson, but he doesn't know she's Jewish. More on this in the trivia section. This brings us to the team put together by Mossad, who were initially reluctant to spend resources in hunting an old fugitive as they had enough present-day work of their own, that is tasked and blessed by the Israeli Prime Minister, David Ben-Gurion, to go to Argentina and capture Eichmann and bring him to Israel for a trial. The drama around the entire plot and the capture of Eichmann outside of his house in the middle of a field as he gets off the bus returning from work is well orchestrated and kept quite real, especially with the Mossad agent, Peter Malkin, our protagonist, Oscar Isaac, showing non-superhuman skills in nabbing this dreaded mass murderer like any two regular men in a fist fight in a mud pit. The next part of the movie is the meat of it, where they move Eichmann to a safe house and due to certain issues need him to sign a document, only after which they can fly him to Israel. This is where Operation Finale becomes an emotional thriller, with Ben Kingsley having plenty of opportunity to show the cold, shrewd working of an evil mind that not only devised the processes to kill millions of human beings, but also, unlike the other evil and more vilified men, Hitler, Himmler, Goebbels, Eichmann neither had to shoot himself nor got caught for 15 years and led a more or less normal life. The conversations between Eichmann and Malkin is what gave us glimpses into what Hannah Arendt later famously termed as the banality of evil during the trials. Eichmann used tactics to reach out to Malkin at a human level, thus making himself a human in the relationship as well. Once the signature was acquired, the movie went back to being a thriller with an Argo-like climax, about a plane leaving Buenos Aires just seconds before some extreme right-wingers in the Argentine government could get into the compound and stop it, but they couldn't. Operation Finale does a good job of highlighting the distinction between the evil and the evildoer, and in some cases how the perpetrator uses the same distinction between the man and the action and absolves themselves of their acts. As Eichmann says, "I was just a cog in the wheel of a machine chugging its way to hell." Now for trivia. Eichmann was responsible for organizing transport of Jews by rail to the concentration camps, and those actions, among others, were part of the basis of the guilty verdict handed down by the Israeli court. This relationship is not explicitly stated in the movie. However, it is alluded to in the opening credits, in which a hand, presumably Eichmann's, is shown pushing pins into a map of Central Europe, with the names of concentration camps and European cities on small flags. Those scenes are interspersed with shots showing train schedules. At the end of the opening credits, the camera pulls back to show the map fully with red lines indicating the railroad routes to the camps. 2. Ben Kingsley has played two survivors of the Final Solution, Otto Frank in The Diary of Anne Frank and Itzhak Stern in Schindler's List. 3. A scene from Imitation of Life, 1959, featuring Susan Conner, is shown when Sylvia and Klaus meet at the theater. Conner is the mother of this film's director, Chris Weitz. As I said, I don't know how accurate is Operation Finale from a historical perspective, but as a movie, it is definitely worth a watch.